I as a Christian can say that I have been saved. And I would be absolutely right. But I as a Christian can also say I am being saved. And I would also be absolutely right. And yet I as a Christian can also say I will be saved. And I would still be absolutely right. But how is that possible? How is salvation a past, a present, and a future thing all at the same time? Well, John shows us in our epistle reading for today. Because listen to what he says in verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The love that the Father gave to us was something that he gave to us in the past. Because as John goes on to say, the world did not know him. In other words, we have seen the Father's love in Jesus Christ, his Son. We have seen what kind of love the Father has given to us when he gave us Jesus. Jesus came down from heaven and became one of us. Jesus suffered and died on the cross. Jesus burst forth from the grave on the third day and ascended into heaven to sit at the Father's right hand. All of these things happened in the past. They will never be repeated. They don't have to be repeated. And because of what Jesus did back then, we are God's children now. So in that way, I have been saved. Salvation is something which happened in the past. To put it in more technical terms, Christians, salvation in the past refers to our justification. Jesus' death and resurrection has made us right with God. It has brought us back to the Father. So justification, by definition, is something that happened in the past. When Jesus shed his blood for us, he didn't need to do it again. When Jesus died for us, he didn't need to die again. And when Jesus rose for us, he doesn't need to rise again. Through all of these things that he has done, we have been made right with God. All of them happened back then, so that our salvation is complete. It is finished, as Jesus says. And even if I'm just talking about myself, like when I came to believe in Jesus, we're still talking about justification in the past. The hour that I first believe is not something that needs to be repeated over and over again. Back then, when God came to me, he claimed me for himself. He wrote his holy name on me so that because of what he did on that day in the past, I belong to him forever. I was saved. I was baptized. I was brought into the kingdom of God. Because of what God did for me in the past, I have been saved. Now, of course, we might want to move on and talk about salvation in the present now. But John skips ahead to the future. So we're going to follow his lead. He says in verse 2, Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. We are waiting for the appearance of Jesus Christ, when he will return on the last day to judge the living and the dead. On that day, Christians, we will see him face to face. On that day, we will walk by sight and no longer by faith. On that day, we will be like him. holy as he is holy, righteous as he is righteous, sinless as he is sinless, and immortal as he is immortal. Our sinful flesh will be transformed on that day, so that we will be fully cleansed to stand before him in righteousness and in purity forever. So in technical terms, then, salvation in the future refers to our glorification, when we will be glorified and delivered from this body of death, when we will be changed to be like him forever. The fact that we struggle right now, the fact that we struggle with sin in this body, shows that that glorification has not yet come. We are still waiting for something more. But when that glory comes, Christians, there will be no more struggle. When that glory comes, there will be no more pain. Our race will be over. This battle will be done, and Jesus will be all in all. We're waiting for that day. We long for that day. But it will come. And then we will be perfect as he is perfect. On that day, we will be saved. And John, in his wisdom, then, now turns to the present. He says in verse 3, "And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." Knowing what we will be, Christians, shapes how we live right now. And yes, the past is important. I mean, the love that the Father has given to us in Jesus means that we are now his children. We have been adopted because of what Jesus did back then. And we could not enter into that glory if we were not first reconciled to the Father through the Son. But what we will be then in the future especially shapes how we live now. Knowing that we will be pure like Jesus leads us to want to be pure now. Knowing that we will be holy like Jesus leads us to want to be holy now. Knowing that we will be like Jesus in every way leads us to want to be like him in every way right now. We shape today in the light of the future. We seek him right now so that we will be ready for him when he appears. In technical terms, then, salvation in the present refers to our sanctification. We are being sanctified, renewed, reshaped, cleansed, purified through the work of the Holy Spirit, so that even now in this flesh, we are seeking to do the will of God. If our justification in the past is like the purchase of the house, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and if our glorification in the future is like the plans for what that house will be, the design being that we will be the holy dwelling place of God, then sanctification is like the renovation. It is the tearing out of the old and the putting in of the new, so that it's something that is ongoing, something that continues and grows and progresses, leading to what will be. The Spirit is preparing us for glory. And in that sense, I am being saved. But when we lose sight of what we will be, Christians, when we forget about the coming glory, when we forget that we're going to be like Jesus in every way, then as John says, we fall into sin. Making a practice of sinning does not mean that a Christian never sins at all in this life. John knows our weakness as well as we do. Christians, before we enter into glory, do stumble and fall. But we get right back up, seek forgiveness in Christ, and go forward again because we know what we will be. We know the glory that's going to be ours in Jesus Christ. Rather, a practice of sinning means that you are stuck in it. It's not just stumbling, but rather wallowing in it like mud. Because you have forgotten the goal. You have forgotten what will be. You have lost sight of the future glory and lost sight of Jesus. Sanctification looks forward to the future. Sin only looks to right now. And for that reason, it turns away from God and turns toward Satan instead. But when we remember that coming glory, Christians, when we remember what we will be, when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, when we never lose sight of the goal, then we will walk in the way that God has set before us. Then we will put off this sin which clings to us so closely. Then we will find the strength to continue our warfare against our sin until the day that we finally attain the prize and see Jesus as he is face to face, because then we will be like him. God is at work within you, Christians, preparing you to be like Jesus, preparing you for glory. So hold tightly to him who has made you like himself through Jesus Christ, his Son. Let us pray. Almighty God, who has called us to yourself through Jesus Christ and is preparing us for the glory to come, drive out all sin from our hearts so that we may see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.